Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Brandon Kiley. He is with ESPN 101 STL. I would say that Nick Wright probably taught Brandon 92% of what he knows in this business. I filled out the rest of the 8. BK, how you doing?
C-Dot, what's good, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. So I want to start with this. We have been asking everybody this question. I want to find this out with you. What is the word that you can't spell? We asked Mahomes this question, and his word was itinerary. Mine is convenience. I have no clue how to spell convenience. I let spell check take over. What's that word for you?
I screwed up captain when I was in like the fourth grade spelling bee, and I'll never forget it. And now every time that I see the word, for some reason, I juxtapose the I and the A. I caption versus captain. I screw it up every time.
That's actually a really, really good one. That's a really good one. We haven't gotten that one yet. No, we haven't gotten that one. So, BK, there's a lot to talk to you about. I was trying to think of the last time I was that fired up after a Missouri win. Like, I'm a pacer. Like, some people scream at the TV. That's not me. Like, I'm the guy standing in front of the television, walking back and forth. My heart rate was, I was so happy with the way that they won that game. You and I both love this team. We follow this team. Man, they always find a way to lose a game like that. Go ahead, BK.
Sorry, I know there were a lot of people that were so disappointed by the win, right? Like, you go down to Auburn, and Auburn's not very good, and so people are, like, frustrated with how much of a slog the game was. Man, I was just like you, C-Dot. I knew going in that was not going to be an easy game to win. You're going up against a desperate opponent on the road, 90,000 fans in the stands. They've got an unbelievable defense. I loved the fact that they got pushed. They were on the brink. And they had to show that competitive toughness to come back in that game, coming off of a huge loss against Bama. I enjoyed that game. That to me is what college football is all about.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I just think this is kind of one of those things, and I'm not trying to sell like I think Auburn is some juggernaut kind of team, but I mean, I think a lot of teams would be 3-4 with the schedule that they've had so far this year. Like, their losses are all teams that are just quite frankly better than them and some of the better teams in the country. You're right. The hardest thing to get in college sports is that road night conference win. And for Missouri to go out there and just overcome adversity. They were down 17-10. They missed a field goal in overtime. They had 1st and 10 from the 30-yard line and just went backwards the rest of the way. Like, there were so many times that game could have turned left for them. The fact that they figured out a way to win, I was proud of them.
I also love the way they did it. Like, it was kind of a passing game that ultimately led you back into it. And then the defensive line, which we knew coming into the season had to be their strength. And at times in that game, especially early on, it didn't feel like they were making their presence felt against Jackson Arnold. But down the stretch, I mean, Zion Young was completely unblockable. And for him to do what he did with all of the shouting prior to the coin toss and overtime, and then for him to take over the game the way that he did, that just made it that much sweeter.
To me, that's what gives them a chance to potentially win this game. Now, we'll talk more about the offense, and I don't think Vanderbilt has the defense that Auburn does.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I just go into these games thinking that Bo Perbula is going to throw one up for grabs. He's done that in three straight games. It's just always one of those kind of plays. Can they run the football successfully? Can their defense step up and make plays? If they can get that formula, I think they can beat just about anybody in this conference.
I agree. I think Mizzou's a legitimately good team. Now, back-to-back road games in the SEC without a bye week in between, that's a tough spot to be in. I know Vandy is not, you know, going down to Auburn or Bama or anything like that, but going on the road in general in this conference is tough, and this is not going to be an easy task for them. See, I just see these teams as being so similar in so many different ways. I think Missouri's run defense is better than Vandy's run defense. I think Vandy's got a better quarterback than Mizzou, and I think Vandy has better special teams than Mizzou. So as I've been kind of going up and down at everything that I can to break this game down in a million different ways, I am predicting Mizzou to lose, not because I take joy in that or because I'm like hoping that they do, but I just think this could be a game very similar to the Bama game where you have everything that you need, you're right there in it, and ultimately one team has a Heisman caliber quarterback and the other team doesn't. And that's what I fear going into this one, is there's little edges for Vandy, and I think that'll help them get into the right spots, but ultimately I fear Diego Pavia, and I don't know that Vandy has that same fear about Bo Perbula.
Right now, we're talking to BK, taking a closer look at Missouri and Vandy. You just mentioned it with Diego Pavia. There's this line on Chappelle's show where they talk about Rick James and he has this aura around him. I kind of feel that way about Diego Pavia, man. There's just something about him. You got Johnny Manziel on the sideline. He does the Heisman pose. He's sitting there with his girlfriend on the field. It's just, there's something I just like about Diego Pavia. I hate that I got to root against him this weekend.
Dude, it's so frustrating. Like I was looking into Vandy's history, right, just as a program. And they've actually had some success against top 15 opponents over the last couple of seasons. All of that is basically Diego Pavia. They won three of their last six matchups against top 15 opponents. You go back prior to the last six matchups that Vandy has had as a program, CDOT, they were 3-98 in their previous 101 games against top 15 opponents. So he has matched the amount of wins that they had in their prior 101 games, basically, over the last couple of years. That's Pavia. He's completely changed the way that people look at the program, and it's all on his back. Like, he's the one that has made all of this possible. And I don't want to give him too much credit. I don't know that you can, because there's other guys that are on that team that are talented. They've got really good tight ends. They've got a good defense, all of that different stuff. But man, we've seen a lot of teams that put together solid rosters. Auburn, honestly, is this. They've got a solid roster everywhere else, but then you look at the quarterback position, they just don't have anybody that can get the job done. Pavia is not only a guy that can get the job done, he's up there. You mentioned him. He's Johnny Manziel. He's Dak Prescott. He's Tim Tebow of their program. Like, he does stuff that you just don't see at this level, especially at a program like Vandy.
I'll get you out of here with these last two questions. Number one, maybe it's more of a comment than a question. Eli Drinkwitz at some point just has to win this game at Missouri. I understand that these games are really difficult to get and just very few coaches get all of them, but this is a marquee banner win. I don't care what kind of program they've been in the past. Vanderbilt is a legitimate playoff team and has a chance to make noise in the college football playoff. They just don't have that kind of win under Eli Drinkwitz in his Missouri tenure.
Yeah, I mean, the closest thing would probably be a couple of years ago when they beat Tennessee in that game that they just absolutely dominated Tennessee in. That was a really good win there. But I do wonder, see, you mentioned you don't care about Vandy's program pedigree, all those different things. Do you think this would be viewed by most as a signature victory because of who Vanderbilt is?
The reason I think it would be viewed as a good win is because of what they did last week against LSU. Like, I think winning that game, now you have College Game Day. They're ranked number 10. Pavia kind of starting to get a little bit of Heisman buzz. Now, yeah, like, this isn't going to be viewed the same as beating one of the traditional power teams, but whenever the season wraps up and you go through resumes, beating Vanderbilt, especially on the road, that's going to be viewed as a very good win for you.
I think it'll be viewed as a really good win on a resume. I agree with you there. I just wonder, like, as we're doing the thing that we do with James Franklin, right, where you talk about, does he have that signature win? Is he beating the teams that he's supposed to beat? I think ultimately that's going to come down to whether or not Eli Drinkwitz is able to get the win against Texas A&M or Oklahoma, more so than it is what he does against Vandy this week. Now, you got to win this game, because if you don't, those become must wins for every reason. If you lose this week and then against either A&M or Oklahoma, you're done. Your season's over. You can't make it into the college football with their resume at 9-3 this year. I don't believe that'll be possible. But I don't know if this will have the amount of cachet that I want it to, even though I agree with you, CDOT. I view it the same way. I don't think publicly people will view Vandy as that, like, quote unquote signature win that he's lacking on his resume. I still think people would view that win against Tennessee as a bigger win than this one.
Funny enough that you mentioned James Franklin. I'll get you out of here with this question. Week one in 2026, who is the head coach for the University of Missouri?
I still think Drinkwitz is there. We've talked about this, CDOT, in the past. I think college football has changed. I think what you saw with Indiana signing Kurt Cignetti to that long-term extension is a reminder of just how much college football has changed. 10 years ago, Cignetti is going to become the next head football coach at Penn State. No doubt about it. You take that job 10 times out of 10, the money's different, the ability to win is different. And in today's game, like, I'm just not sure that it is all that different. The one thing that really changes is expectations. And if you're Drinkwitz and you take the job at Florida, or you're Kurt Cignetti, you take the job at Penn State, you immediately have to win 10 to 12 games every single season, or you're back on the hot seat. If you're Drinkwitz at Mizzou and you consistently win 8 to 9 and you have those peak years where you're able to get into potential college football playoff consideration, they build a statue of you outside of the stadium. And if you have a bad year and it's a one-off, it's all right. You've got a mulligan because of all of the goodwill that you've built up around that program. So I think he ultimately views it that way and sticks with Mizzou. I wouldn't have felt that way as recently as a few seasons ago, but now with where he's at, what he's built this program into, the ability to win there, I think he ends up sticking around and he's the head coach week one of 2026.
That is Brandon Kiley joining us on the show with ESPN 100 and STL. He is the captain of the show. Appreciate you, BK.
Appreciate you, CDOT. Take it easy, man.
Absolutely. That's BK joining us on the show today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.